Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. Please join me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. I'm getting a lot of requests for my ebook. I've seen quite a few downloads for my book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. So it is free. Please go ahead and download that or list, either the PDF or the audio book. I just spoke in Harrisburg this weekend and about the Appeal to Heaven and precatory prayer and what they are and what the purpose of them. And it was a message that was very warmly received. So I think it's something that we're missing in the body of Christ, quite honest with you. And precatory prayer is not understood by most people. And if we learn to use it, I think we can turn a lot of these things around. So we got a couple great guests for you today. Ohio Brett will be joining us. And then John Raydell will be joining us on part two. So we'll be right back after this break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. Before we get started, I do want to remind you of a couple things. Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements. If you would like to reach out there at imtv.us, we will put the right people in contact with you to get Dr. Keyes out to speak at you. Great at events that really focus on either the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or pro-life events. So please reach out if you're interested in having Dr. Keyes out there as one of your keynote speakers. I want to remind you to please find and sign Acts529.com. That is a letter that Pastor Mannion and many others kind of put together, reminding the government that they are not God, and that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So we're going to get Stephen Mannion back on, hopefully here this month. So there's X529.com. Reach out to them. And then Coach Dave Dobemeyer is having his medical and legal truth summit in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, March 24th. And he's jump over there. Sherry Tenpenny, Carrie Madej, Tom Renz, Resistance Chicks. I mean, a lot of great speakers, and it's going to be spread out over several days. So there'll be a lot of interactions, a lot of questions and answers. It won't be one of your just typical listen to a speaker, you know, jump off the stage and the next one come on. There'll be a lot of interaction over that 2-day period. So please support Coach Dave over at CoachDaveLive.com and help him with that. My first guest today is going to be someone you probably recognize if you're a fan of Brighteon, is our friend Ohio Brett. And before I bring him on, I want to share with you really, you know, why I gravitated towards him and towards his message. I've been teaching on the Book of Revelation for 20 some years. And one of the things that I recognized in a lot of what's being taught out there is people generally focus on like the Book of Daniel, the Olivet Discourse, the Book of Revelation, and maybe a couple scriptures here in Thessalonians or Corinthians. And they try to use just those resources to put their end times puzzle together. And what I have found out as I've been studying this, there are end time scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And it seems like we're really just looking at about a third of the puzzle pieces and thinking we've got a complete understanding, and we do not. So that was one of the reasons that I'm going to be teaching this Book of Revelation course. But that being said, I wanted to read, like I said, there's a lot of end of church age scriptures all throughout the Bible, and most of them are overlooked. And I want to bring one to your attention here today. That is Joel 3, and I'm going to read verses 14 through 16. And it says this, verse 14, multitudes in the valley of decision. Okay, in other words, a lot of people on the fence. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Verse 15, the sun and moon will grow dark, and the sun will diminish their brightness. Verse 16, the Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Now, the verse I wanted to really bring out was verse 14, where it says multitudes in the valley of decision. And one of the things that I've recognized really as a theologian is there's a lot of people on the fence. Right. You got some that are firmly on, hot, cold, or lukewarm. Some on the left, some on the right. There's a whole lot right there in the middle. And my first guest, Ohio Brett, the first time I heard him speak, and he said that his calling and his ministry are those on the center left and the center right. I knew that he was calling those people that are just currently kind of lukewarm and sitting on the fence. And he's been very successful at that. So, Ohio Brett, welcome back to the program.
To John Diamond, I'm stretched. I got my ankles taped. I'm ready to go. Put me in, Coach.
Well, we got some March Madness coming up there. I saw you held up your little Kansas football there.
That's basketball time. Hey, basketball time in America. It's March Madness. But it's been madness ever since that Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden and they made that decision with the apple. It's been March Madness ever since. And I'm so excited, Dr. John Diamond, to be with you again specifically because you were the one that went to our head coach, Mike Adams, and two amazing leaders with Brighteon.tv, Bob Sisson and Bob Denny, and you asked them to give me a tryout. And I'm so thankful that you did because we started on your beautiful show. And then, yes, we have the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country in Sports every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And I'm so thankful that I can share with that locker room because you know me, Doc. I come from a sports background. Having played college football for Nick Saban, my dad was a famous athletic director for the Kansas Jayhawks, Fresno State, Toledo Rockets, where he hired Nick Saban to his first ever head coaching job and a longtime assistant at The Ohio State University. Sports matters in America, but we don't worship that little G God. We don't worship sports, but it is the fabric of our lives so we can get in conversations. So I'm so thankful for that Brighteon TV show. But you know me, we met through Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. And so everywhere I go in America, my mission set is so clear, and I was blessed to recently complete all 50 states in 12 months. All 50 states in 12 months on assignment from God to encourage the team, recruit for the team, and get funds out to the team. And the team that I represent is Team Jesus Christ. And Doc, that encouragement's real easy. There's this thing called the playbook, the Holy Bible. You were just reading scripture. So everywhere I go with a forearm shiver of love from America's strong safety, if you say you're on Team Jesus Christ, Doc, please tell me you don't leave your playbook in your locker room. Coach can't put you in if you don't know the plays. And how can you know Jesus Christ if you don't read scripture? He is the word. And so I encourage the team, get back into your Bible. I'm not going to make you go run sprints outside till you throw up because you haven't been reading your Bible daily. But get back into the Bible. It is absolutely important. It actually, eternity is on the line. Because that scripture shows us that there's only one way to get to heaven and the presence of God for eternity. And then, you know me, with passion, which is the frequency of Jesus Christ in me, you think I like to recruit? Hey, Doc, can you believe in all 50 states, I actually met a few recruits? Yeah, some recruits. It's not blasphemy that I use sports themes with sharing the gospel. There was people that I met that were atheists. They were Jewish. They were some other religion. And oh, baby, so glad to meet you today because I got a message for you. I do believe a verse a day will show the recruit the way. A verse a day will show you the way. That's an Ohio bred saying. But really the question I want to pierce their heart is, what do you got to lose by reading the Bible? I think you have everything to gain. And I don't hate you. I love you enough to sound that warning of getting into the Bible. Because it does actually break down to repent or die. I don't lead with that. But that is the warning that America, it's chaos today. And it's not just America, it's around the world. But that is actually the good news. The good news, if you dig in, that you are getting the warning. How gracious is our God? Our God is so patient. We are turning our back. God didn't turn his back on us. We turn our back on him as individuals and yes, as a country. And I'm not going to apologize that I'm proud to be an Ohioan. All 88 counties in Ohio, I have, by faith, I will be able to impact all 88 counties for good versus evil, connecting them to hope, connecting them to help, connecting them to the truth of the Bible. I'm proud to be from Ohio, but I'm also an American. So I accepted that assignment to go out to all 50 states, encourage, recruit, and help get funds out. Help get funds out. One of the projects that we started is thechristianrevolution.net. That's just one of the things I do with fundraising. We're called to be cunning and innocent. We're starting a concert business, a golf tournament business, and the speaking tours in all 50 states, Doc. And you can go out to ohiobrett.com, OHIOBRETT, OHIOBRETT.com. You can learn all about me because, Doc, you know, I don't need to take a breath. I will pause because I do the same thing everywhere I go. I encourage the team to get in the Bible. I encourage recruits to start reading that Bible. I let everybody know about CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. There's a great way to start your weekly day, 7 a.m. with CoachDaveLive.com, and then Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth. And then after that, I have met a few friends on this journey. It's been a blessing to meet some of the Ohio bred friends in the medical world, like Dr. Carrie Madej and Sherry Tenpenny and Judy Mikovits. There are so many sports world friends that I have, so many truth tellers in the pastor world. There are a few good pastors out there, but unfortunately in all 50 states, it's a remnant, Doc. You already know this.
Oh yeah.
It's such a remnant, but we have to shine that bright light on those remnant churches in all 50 states.
Exactly.
And then there's truth tellers. Those that are willing to be canceled, they're not trying to be popular. They simply want to share truth. So it's an exciting journey. I'm on the 2023 Where Are the Real Men Tour. Ohio Bred is leading conversations in small town America. And we started in Tennessee with two events. I did a Florida swing, 5 events in Florida. I was blessed to be out in Hawaii for 3 islands and 7 straight days speaking with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Did an event in Sacramento, and I'm just in back in Florida before I head back to Tennessee, Ohio, and Texas. But Doc, you encourage me, because if you don't have a coach that puts you in for that first time, you never get a chance to see if you can perform under the big lights. And I don't mind making mistakes, because we learn from them and we quit making the same mistakes over and over again. But I'm going to be obedient to God's call in my life, Doc. I love you. I love you as a brother. I love you as a professional in the media business. Your show's amazing. I learned so much from watching your show.
Amen, brother. And the reason that I brought, you know, you and Coach Dave Dobemeyer to the Brighteon platform is because of sports. You know, Coach, of course, was a coach. He loves to put people in the game. And that's what he finds out, is the people who are sincere, and he'll put them in the game and he'll give you a shot. You use, a lot of sports metaphors. Everybody understands sports. And if I got to use sports metaphors in order to teach people, that's exactly what I'll do. I mean, when I teach on the body of Christ, I use football. I don't care how good a quarterback you are. If you don't have a line blocking for you, if you don't have receivers that can catch the ball, you're useless. And I mean, you understand unity. I understand unity. That's why you're trying to bring center left, center right, and everybody all together.
Hey, Doc, that's what it's all about. Hey, folks, listen up. I know that you're paying attention. I want to make sure your eyes and ears are working, because in that precious locker room, when we have those players-only meetings, we ask the coach to step outside, because there's some chaos going on in that locker room. There's chaos going on in every single city, every county, every state in this great country, this republic that many of us still love. Many of us still love. Not all. You will know the person by the fruit that they bear, whether it's righteous or it's rotten and evil. So we have to look in the mirror first. Everything's local, folks. All politics are local. Your impact can start at the local level and can rise up. But that is the absolute blessing of sports. Everybody has a sports background. I love the fact, on my first interview with our head coach, Mike Adams, the health ranger, I love the fact that he smiled and said, "You know, Brett, I've never shared this on an interview. I played high school football as a wide receiver and ran track." And he smiled. You remember that experience. General Flynn had the blessing of being in the chair with him and on the interview here with the show, and he smiled. "Hey, Brett, I never shared this on an interview. I actually was on a football team in high school. We won a state championship." And his glow, "Oh, Coach Mags, and when we get together, it's a reunion. We don't miss a beat." Yeah, somebody has sports in your background. Not everybody makes it to the pro level. I don't worship pro athletes. I don't worship LeBron James. I don't worship Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods in golf. I was blessed to be working the TPC, the Players Championship. It's a golf tournament with the famous Island Green. So I was out there working the Fellowship of Christian Athletes breakfast. And thank you to Dan Minert, who's a local Northeast Florida FCA coach and a high school golf coach, to having me as a guest at his table the last couple years, because we can impact entire communities through sports. And I don't care whether you're a Florida Gator fan or an Ohio State Buckeye fan, or heaven forbid, a fan of that ugly looking helmet team out of Ann Arbor. All are welcome in the locker room. Center left, center right, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Native Indians. The thing that really is exciting is that we're uniting like never before. People are going to their truth outside of the big media. They're going to the truth outside of the church. Let me repeat that. Folks, America and the world is waking up. You're getting your truth outside of those pews. Some of those pastors, not all, but some of them are hirelings, and they will flee when the wolf will come. They are taking you so far away of the truth of the Bible, it makes me want to vomit. It makes me want to cry out against the abominations in our midst. But the truth is always the truth. And one of the exciting things, Doc, is anytime you and I get together, iron sharpens iron. I get encouraged. I hope I can be a small blessing to you. Because as we go out on this assignment, we are uniting at the local level, but it's not the way the evil one thought. We're uniting in the fact that we're waking up to, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I voted Democrat my whole life. I have precious brothers that I played football with. I went to the University of Toledo, and my precious brothers that I played football with, I was a minority. I was a white defensive back. I was a minority. All my black brothers, I love them. Flint, Michigan, Detroit, inner city Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus, all over. I love my brothers. You say the N-word around me, that thing right there called my elbow will go right through your nose and back out through the side of your head by using foul language around my brothers. You got to go through me first. But that's accountability to teammates. But they did grow up watching CNN, and their families historically voted Democrat. And they're coming to me now and saying, what? We've been lied to every step of the way. None of these programs in the inner cities are good for the family, are good for the community. And then I got to share and be honest. Well, I feel like I'm dirty and I got to go take a shower. All I ever did was watch ESPN and CBS and Fox News. And I voted Republican my whole life. And I want to vomit. Because is there even any good politician out there? Because they say one thing and nothing gets done. So the question we asked, the team is asking, everybody's lying to us. There's not two political parties in America. It seems to be one party behind closed doors. Nothing ever gets done. The wall doesn't get built. Nobody gets arrested. They can have all the hearings in the world that you want. And, did you see me? I really asked them tough questions, but nobody gets arrested. So we are handling things peacefully at the local level. And it is education. It is peaceful and it is education. And some of this truth, Doc, you're coaching me up because it is so overwhelming, the lies that go so deep. And that's why we have over 50 hosts on Brighteon.tv and plug in. And it's exciting because I believe that across America, you're going to start going into dentist office, hotels, everywhere. People are going to start putting Brighteon.tv on and they're going to leave it on all day long.
Yeah, and you nailed it when you said education is the key, and that's where we have John Raydell on for our second guest is the course that he put together there with a lot of us. We do need to re-educate the American people on the founding of this nation, especially Christians and especially churches. But the two messages that you spoke that resounded with me was one, you know, center left, center right, bringing these people off the fence, and then the other one is there's only two teams. Team Jesus and Team Lucifer. And I don't think the church even understands that. I just spoke out in Harrisburg this weekend, and I said, there are only two groups, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, right? And you can go right through history, biblical history. The children of the devil have always killed the children of God. They killed every prophet. You know, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. Which of the prophets didn't your fathers kill? Then they killed Jesus. Then Stephen got up and told the same story, and then they killed him. I mean, that's where we're at. So we need to make a very clear distinction that there are only two groups, or have only ever been two groups. And when Christ returns, there will be two groups, wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats, the righteous and the unrighteous. So I love the fact that you bring out that there are only two teams, Team Jesus, Team Lucifer, Spirit of Christ, Spirit of Antichrist.
We can't run from the truth. At some point in time, folks, if you are on Team Jesus Christ, you might be a player or you might be a coach. And that other team is practicing daily. They're having retreats. They're having game plans. And they don't stop. If it doesn't work, they keep going. And the last time I checked, Lucifer got kicked out of heaven and took a third of the angels. That was a long, long time ago. He has been at this for a long, long time. But the good news is we have access to scripture. You do not have to wait to a Wednesday service or a service on the Sabbath Saturday. Or if you go to a church on Sundays and follow that abomination, you don't have to wait till a pastor shares scripture with you. That is the truth. And I got to give a forearm shiver of love. My challenge to everybody watching today is look in the mirror. Are you even reading your Bible daily? It takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. You really love? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. Fear of the Lord, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. If you actually believe those words, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Those are Jesus's words. If you believe that stuff and you're not reading it, shame on you. That's like the football player that shows up to fall camp and is an All-American and didn't do one workout all summer long. No sprints, no eating right, no throwing the football. Come on, what a joke. I got to call you out. There are two teams, Team Jesus Christ and Team Lucifer. And we love that transfer portal. We love that transfer portal. And I love the fact, Dr. John Diamond, this show right here, it's growing. Your following is growing on Brighteon.tv. We'll be up over 10 million views per month very, very soon. Thanks for letting me on the show, Doc. It's an honor to be in the locker room with you today.
Absolutely, and we look forward to bringing you up to Pennsylvania, hopefully for a real man event. We're going to wait till this knee-deep snow leaves so we can actually get out on the golf course and do something. But, brother, it's a pleasure to serve Christ with you, and keep up the good work.
God bless you, Doc.
All right, God bless. We will be right back after this break.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Todd Coconato, and I'm just going to tell you, Brighteon TV is the place it's at. I was just walking around the Weird Wake America tour, and all these people are talking about how they've seen us on Brighteon, because that's where patriots need to go. Free speech platform, support it. Our ministry is called Todd Coconato Ministries. You can go to PastorTodd.org, but make sure whatever you do, Brighteon is the free speech network. We love it, support it, stand with Brighteon, and thank you for having me on Brighteon.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. I hope you appreciated what Ohio Brett had to say there. And in segment one, he has a tendency to not only get fired up, but hopefully get you fired up. Speaks a lot of truth, but speaks it with love. And a lot of people need to hear what was said. Unfortunately, a lot of pulpits don't want to say the hard messages because they're afraid of butts in the seat, money in the plate, and stepping on toes when the truth is what we're supposed to be speaking. We're not worried about whether it offends anybody. Jesus offended people, all right? So I don't know why any of us think that we're any better than Jesus, right? John 6, 60 through 66, and many of his disciples walked with him no more because they were offended. So we just need to speak the truth. We need to speak it in love, and then how people receive it is totally up to them. So In the second half, and we briefly mentioned education with Ohio Bred in the first one. Well, I have John Raydell, who I've been working with for many years. He's with the Faith and Freedom Christian Citizenship Foundation. I was blessed to actually be asked to do a part in the video series with Ralph Reed and a lot of other great scholars. And what I want to do is we're going to show you the website and everything else. I just want to give you John Raydell's minute introduction to the course. If we can go ahead and play that, please.
Welcome and blessings to all those attending America's Founding Up Close and Personal. We welcome you here today because we believe it's critically important for our American history to be understood and our founding to be understood if we are to know where we are as a nation and who we are as a nation. We are pleased to present this class free of charge to all those who want to see it. We believe it's that important to do so. So we welcome you to this course, and if you like it and you really appreciate what we're doing here and want to see more of our history presented in this format, then please go to our website, ffchristiancitizenship.com, and make a donation so we can make other films and videos about America's founding up close and personal and the issues that impact all of us in this nation. Again, welcome and enjoy, and we have brought together a vast variety of presenters who will give you their websites, and you can go to those sites if you need more information about the topic they're teaching. The more information you have, the better equipped you are, the better you will understand our nation. So to all of you out there, sit back and enjoy. God bless you, and God bless America.
All right. So without further ado, I'd just like to welcome John Raydell to the program. John, welcome back.
Good to be back, John. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So for those who weren't with us the last time when we launched this, tell people about really kind of how the event started, when it went from nothing to this long, arduous process that finally birthed this great project.
Well, one of the things that bothered me about Constitution classes is that too many of them almost try to make our founding fathers into demigods when they talk about them. And they were great men, don't get me wrong. They were historic men, but they were men. And they had their flaws like the rest of us, and they had their problems like the rest of us. So we wanted to show the true picture of what our founders went through to write these documents, because if you understand the human side of their effort, you could understand how difficult this was to put a constitution together that we could agree on as a nation. And the second thing we wanted to do is that we wanted two things added to constitution classes that are not in other constitution classes. And one is God's role in our founding and God's role in our efforts that our founding fathers made throughout all the founding documents. And it's important to see that, because if you don't understand the religious aspect of our founding fathers' effort, like John Adams says, it's for our Constitution, is for a moral and religious society, it's wholly good for anything else, for any other kind of people. And so that's why if you don't understand that combination of faith and our Constitution, you can't understand how the dismantling of faith, what they're doing in our country, with our own politicians are doing in our country, as well as the outside world, then you can't understand that if our Constitution is made for religious and moral people, if you take religion and morality out of our nation, what happens to our Constitution? As you can see, it starts to implode. So we talked to, as you saw, Foster and Lynn Fries on there, said, John, we'll fund it. We'll go ahead and fund this. What are you going to do? I said, we're going to make it free, because it has to reach as many people as possible, and it has to be the truth. We can't make gods out of these our founding fathers. We have to show the real effort that they went through, and that was the whole crux between starting this Constitution class.
thing that I've done with my Appeal to Heaven book is I made it free. I put it on the website. I mean, it's too important. We got a nation to save for our children and our grandchildren. And unless we adopt the moniker of the founding fathers, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, we're going to fall short, because it really is where we're at right now. It's not going to take anything less than a pledging our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And you brought up something. You had me at an event last year. And you used a word that I had known as a military veteran, but I really never applied it, decisively engaged. Talk a little bit to the people about what that means.
Sure. I guess in April of 2020, I met with a man named Rich Higgins, who was the former director of strategic planning for the National Security Council. And Rich had written a book called The Memo, which explained exactly what's happening to our government, why our government is being corrupted. He actually talked to President Reagan President Trump about this, and briefed him on how the four corners of his administration are helping to bring down America, and he needed to do something to change that. So Rich said to me, you know, I was on a conference call with about 100 conservative leaders around the country, and it was the typical talk of talk without solution. And they asked Rich Higgins to speak, and Rich says, "We are decisively engaged," when they asked him to speak. That's all he said. And my response is, "Where does the military stand?" And he said, "From the rank of general on up, you can't trust them, because they're all planning for their next move into the military complex." So when I called him later on, and he said to me, "You're military, aren't you, John?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Nobody else caught the term." Decisively engaged is a term that says that as a ground force or a naval force, you are completely engaged in battle and you can't extricate yourself from that battle. You're surrounded. You're in trouble. So either you win or lose based on the forces at hand without relief. That's decisively engaged. And Rich told me that our nation was decisively engaged. And he said, if the church does not lead in this battle, if we don't educate our people about what our founding is really about, then we lose America, period. And here it is, a national security guy, you know, an intelligence community, a bomb disposal guy, talking about God first. And he not only talked about it, he lived it. And he knew about what decisively engaged meant. And most people do not. This situation with our country is not bad. It's critical. You know, we're about ready to get the paddles of life to try to juice some stuff back into our system so our country can function and work. And that's what this Constitution does. It starts right out of the bat. When we started to do it, we thought, well, some people said, well, we have to temper it. We have to, you know, God is part of it, but, you know, we'll offend other people if we put too much God in there. We started thinking about that, and I woke up one morning and God put these words in my head that kept echoing in my head when I was getting out of bed. You can't stay with me for an hour. Our founders stayed with them forever from the mm-hmm. beginning. So we said, you know what? We're gonna bring people in. We had Ralph Reed, you, John, you did a nice course for us. Greg Seibert, Larry Schweiker, and Dean Nelson from the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Now, all these people, we gave them the context of what we're trying to do. We gave them an outline. Here's the class. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's the rhythm of the class and how it will be proceed. Here's our script. You take it and make it your own. But it has to stick to the script, the flow, what your topic's about. And as people will watch this, you can go to FFC, Christian Citizenship Foundation, and it's on there. You can go to YouTube, and it's under Faith, Freedom, one word, and Delaware, a second word, and you all the classes will come up. You'll see this. Ralph Reed starts right off out of the bat with biblical worldview, why it was important, how our founders saw this and was made it part of it. You know, and then you, John, and your second one, you show how that faith and how the history of constitutions in the Bible really impact our founders when they wrote our Constitution. And we thought it was important to start telling the facts about what happened, not the glory parts of it, but the facts of how it was constructed. And what people will learn from our Constitution class, establishment and populist movements didn't start in the 20th century. They started right there at the founding when they wanted to create the Constitution. I mean, Madison and Hamilton and John Jay, and you know, were nationalists who pretended to be Federalists and took the name Federalists. So the real Federalists had to be called Anti-Federalists. And that was Jefferson, Mason, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, John Hancock, and that group. So you learn these conflicts that they had from the very beginning and bringing it together. You know, one of the things, one of my favorite courses is the first and second, yours and Ralph Rees, where you talk about how the Bible played such a role in it. But then we have Greg Seibert, who talks about how the Declaration and the Constitution work together. They're not two, yes, they are two separate documents, but they're not separate from each other. The Declaration, as Craig says it, is the heart of our nation's founding, and the Constitution is a rib cage that protects the Constitution. So when you look at that class, you'll really, really love that. And then Craig does another one on civics versus politics and statesman versus politician. We've lost the statesmen in our country. All we have left now are politicians. We need to go back to the statesmen. So these are the courses that you learn, and you learn about myths, intrigues, and forgotten stories. So you can actually see the trouble that we went through to make this Constitution right. And also some of the things in the Constitution, like the Supremacy Clause, the Necessary and Proper Clause, all added to the confusion so that the courts could come in and declare that they are the sole source of the Constitution. And so that our government could do these other things they were not supposed to do or given authority to do. So those are things you'll learn.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it was just such a blessing for me to be able to do that because, you know, I've followed men like Bill Federer, who I have on every Tuesday. I mean, I don't even understand as much as he does how much even before America led up to it. I mean, we talked yesterday about St. Patrick and the laws that he put in, and then England began to use those laws, and then we began to use the laws that came from England. I mean, the seed was planted, I mean, pretty much clear back to the cross. I mean, once Christians began to get involved in government, then you start to see that seed planted, and it grew right through Europe in the Middle Ages and the Reformation and then the Pilgrims, and then it came here. But we want to start, like you said, we want to start oftentimes at the Constitution rather than, you know, going back as far as it really needs to do it justice. And that was my course. If the producer can put up the YouTube channel there, I put it in the in the notes, and you walk right through it. I taught on 1776 or 1770 to 1776, just because I saw that everything that the founders went through in the years leading up to the Revolution is exactly what we're going through again. And you're exactly right. We are decisively engaged. When I taught my book, Fighting the Next American Revolution, to my church 10 years ago, I had one of the elders come up and say, where are we going to go? We're not going to go anywhere. We can't go anywhere. We're decisively, I wish I knew the term then, we're decisively engaged. There's nowhere to run, and nobody's coming to help us. If we don't call on Christ, if we don't call on the church, if we don't appeal to heaven, we will lose this nation.
Right.
You'll find a manual that says the Reclamation of America. And that gives you step by step what we talked about at that conference, how you can get involved at your community level, what happened to our country, what you can do at the community level to undo it. And that, coupled with this Constitution class, you have tons of resources. If you notice, in the Constitution class, and I know you know, John, that every presenter, all five or six of these presenters, their websites come up. This is not to drive people to our website, only for the portion that we did, but it drives you to every one of these other people's websites that have information that you can use. And if you go to the Serve God, Defend Liberty, tactical-com website, and you have a question, you know, after you read the tactical manual, or say, you know something, John, we need support on this. Can you direct us to the right people that can help us? And there are a lot of people out there that will help for free of charge. So we wanted to create a new movement and a new effort, because this is not about our organizations. This is about God and country. You know, God is the supreme God. There's only one. And our country is in the danger of falling away because we've fallen away from God. So we want to bring all the resources we can to help.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to create this 12 Lies course and try to get that finalized, because this is what I tell pastors all the time. I mean, the Bible says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. And I'm like, if you don't want the wicked to rule, but you don't think the righteous should rule, who is this magical third group that you can, that you think exists? You don't want wicked people in government, but you don't want Christian righteous people in government. Who in the world are you in? Who are you voting into office? And I mean, I think that's what we talked about with Ohio Bread. There's only two groups, right? The spirit of Christ, the spirit of Antichrist. I mean, you're either blessed or cursed, whether or not you're following the right God, so to speak, the God of this world or the true God that created everything, right? So, I mean, that the church really needs to wake up and understand there is no middle ground. There's never been a middle ground. You're either following Christ or you're following the Antichrist. And I don't understand why that's not understood in most Christian pulpits.
Well, someone once told me there is a middle ground. There is a moderate. And that's the yellow stripe in the middle of the highway. And almost every single person that stands there gets run over.
Wow.
And that's what's happened to our society. So, you know, you want to stand in the middle, all you're going to see is a truck's headlights.
Yeah.
You have to pick a side. And you're right. There's no longer any division that matters except for this: those that believe in God and those that do not. And that's the battle we're fighting right now. And those that do not believe in God allow pornography in our schools, indoctrinating of our children, changing the sex of children in schools when they change their mind on everything every third day. You know, so all these things and corruption are happening. And my suggestion to people, if you want to invest in a company that makes millstones, because there's going to be a call for a lot of them pretty soon.
Oh, there's most definitely going to be a call for some millstones. And when we talk education in public schools, I say that all the time. I was on a Zoom call yesterday with some people that were exposing what's in the public schools. And I'm just like, how in the world can you send your kids to that? I mean, one lady was showing, you know, two men having, you know, basically oral sex in a textbook, in the library, in the public schools. And Jesus is very clear. You cause one of these little ones to fall, you better have a millstone tied around your neck. So people need to wake up. People need to take, you need to get your kids in the Word of God. You need to get your kids looking at these courses that we're putting out there. I mean, I'm putting out a lot. John's putting this one out. And then I heard you said something right at the beginning to donate. And I hope people will donate so you can do more things like that. You have anything else on the docket, so to speak?
Yes, we do. We're raising funds now for the second part of the Constitution class. And that is, how do we get to where we are today as a nation? And that's important to understand who took us apart, why they took us apart, and how they took us apart, and then how we combat that and how we fight against that. And I'll say, John, when we did this course, we had $100,000. Now, you know, 17 filming courses cost a lot more than that. So I want to give a shout out that we had three filming crews in three different states, six different presenters, and no one received a dime for it, but the filming crew was paid cost. They did it just about for cost. So everybody, Larry Schweiker, who wrote A Patriot's History of the United States and has The Wild World of History, his sites, he did it. Greg Seibert, who has Christian Citizenship Training .org, I think, or .com. He did it for free of charge. These people really care about America. All of you did. Ralph Reed, Dean Nelson, all of them, Greg and Larry. We just can't thank them enough. And we can't thank Foster Freeze enough. For you that don't know Foster Freeze, he passed away last year. But Foster was a very rich philanthropist, and he gave money away left and right to groups like ours and other people and other faith-based groups. And he always said, don't thank me for the donation, because if it was my money, you wouldn't get it. It's just God's money I'm redistributing. So that's the kind of people we need. People that are ready to say, I don't care about the woke society. I don't care about your picketers. I don't care about your name calling. I serve God. I'm a Christian patriot. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of my faith, and I will not betray either.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people are going to find themselves just like Christ talked about when the, you know, the man kept storing up everything in his storehouse, and he said, your soul is going to be required of you this night. So, you know, we're just stewards. We talk about this on the show. We're stewards of what he gave us, and we're supposed to be using our time, our money, our resources, everything to advance the kingdom. I know I drove out to Delaware. It was like 6 hours out, filmed for 2 hours, and drove 6 hours back. Those were long days. And then we had to do it a second time because we had some things that we had to refilm. But again, our lives are for and our sacred honor. If we're not committed, if we're not decisively engaged, then, you know, it's either lead, follow, or get out of the way. And that was one thing is, you know, I'm following the leaders. So I appreciate what you're doing there. Share once again where the people can find you.
You can find us on FFChristianCitizenship.com or ServeGodDefendLiberty.com. Both sites have a lot of good information on there. And you can use it free of charge, download it free of charge. And if you need help or assistance in moving forward, just give us a call. We'll get you to the right group.
Amen, brother. Well, I appreciate all you've been doing. I mean, you're not one of those guys that woke up at COVID, and those are mostly the people that I'm trying to promote is the people that have been in the decisively engaged for 20 or some years before they realize and sense the danger. Most of us sense the danger that are a part of this, and I appreciate all that you've done.
It's our pleasure, and God bless you, John, and God bless America, and God bless Brighteon.
Amen. God bless. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.